Serious acts against the human rights of poor landowners in Brazil are continuing amid silence from the international community. That's why one Catholic aid agency, CAFOD, is trying to highlight them, as Natasha Lavatiata reports.
Intimidation of the indigenous people who live in northern Brazil is still happening today. CAFOD claims that multinational companies are hiring local thugs to bully the Makushi tribe off their land in the Raposa Serra do Sol region of the country. This is despite a law being passed in Brazil last year affirming that the region belongs to the tribe. Anthropologists were hired during the contest to study human bones to determine who had rightful ownership of the territory. And it was decided that the Makushi tribe could trace their ancestry to thousands of years previously. But CAFOD is adamant that powerful farmers are resentful and are to blame for violence against this marginalized sector of society. Tony Sheen, manager at CAFOD Westminster, has just returned from Brazil, where he travelled 12 hours in a pickup truck over rickety bridges to stay with the Makushi tribe for a few days.
We saw before our own eyes a burnt down Catholic mission and Catholic school, a school where young people were attacked, people were shot and young people were raped. It was a horrendous act of intimidation.
The charity has been helping many of the 200 or so tribes which are left in Brazil by teaching them their legal human rights. But situated far from a police station, it would seem law and order is not easy to control. Natasha Lavatiata for Vatican Radio.